Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Umi'ayin hayu mesiyin mesuois. We had mentioned in the previous Mishnah that when they would sanctify the new month, in order to notify the nation, they would light these torches. And the Mishnah opens up with now is umi'ayin hayu mesiyin mesuois. From where do they light these torches? From where do they start the lighting of the torches? So the Mishnah says, Mehar HaMishcha, they started from Har HaMishcha, on the mountain of Har HaMishcha, which is referring to Har HaZesim, which was to the east of Yerushalayim. So light the first torch over there. And then from there, L'Sartava, then the mountain by Sartava would light from over there. Umi Sartava Li Giripina, from Sartava they would then light on the mountain by Agrippina. Umi Agrippina L'Chavron, from Agrippina to Chavron. Umi Chavron L'Beis Bilton, and then from Chavron to Beis Bilton. So they went from each mountain point, one to the other, lighting these torches to notify the people that there's a new month. Umi Beis Bilton, and once they reached the place called Beis Bilton, Lezazu Misham, they wouldn't leave from there. Ella, Molech Umevi, Mala Umorid. They would take the torch and push it forward, push it back, push it outward, push it inward, push it up, push it down, make all sorts of, movements with the torch. Until all of the Gola is referring to all the people in Bavel, and what everyone was doing is they would go onto their rooftops, and they would take their own individual torches, and then they would follow the same process. So now, not only was it on the mountains, but even people, were going onto their rooftops, out in Bavel, and following the same pattern, until it looked like the entire nation, the entire, city, looked like it was a flame on fire. Because everyone on the mountains and on the rooftops would have these torches to signify the Achdus, the unity in sanctifying the new month. So that's where they would start from Har HaMishcha, they go to all these different mountains, and they would end up in Beis Bilton, and from Beis Bilton they wouldn't move. Rather, everyone would go onto their roofs and then follow suit with the torches to show that it was Rosh Chodesh. All right, Mishnah, hey. Chatzar Gedolah, there was a big courtyard. Ha'isa of Yerushalayim, that was in Yerushalayim. U'Beis Yazek, Ha'isa Nikres. It was called Beis Yazek. U'Lisham, and over there, Kol Eidim is Kansim. All the Eidim, the witnesses, that would come and testify on the renewal of the new month, they'd come to that courtyard. Ubeis din both gano some shaman. The Beis din, the court, would investigate them there in the courtyard. Usuudos gedolos, they would investigate them to see if their testimony is legitimate or not. Usuudos gedolos osin lahem, they make these big, big festive meals for them. Bishvilo shiur gilan lavo, in order that anyone who saw the new moon and that was coming to testify on its renewal would be encouraged to come again. Right? It was a big trip to get out there. So they made these big festive meals for them. And then Barishon in the beginning, Lo hayu zaza misham kol hayom. When they got to that courtyard, they wouldn't leave the courtyard the whole day. Why? Because if the witnesses came on Shabbos, so they left their tchum, their city limits from where they came from. And technically the halacha is that once you leave the city limits, wherever you stop, you really can't move more than Dalat Amos, more than 8 feet around you. You're like stuck in that place till the end of Shabbos. But here, of course, they were able to come all the way to the courtyard because they did it for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah is a different story, right? But once they're in that courtyard, technically they shouldn't go anywhere else. So they view that courtyard as if that courtyard is their Dalat Amos, their 8 feet of walking around. Except that it's a giant courtyard, so it's as big as however big the courtyard is, however hundreds of Amos it was. But they said, you're stuck right over here. If you've been in the field, you'd be stuck there. Here we're giving you the whole room for the courtyard. But then later, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, the Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, he made an enactment at Takana, Shimahalchan Alpayim Amal Kol Ruach, that no, once they left the city limits, with the permission of Beis Din, so it's as if they went, into the city limits with a permissible function. And therefore, it's permitted for them to walk 2,000 amos, which is about 4,000 feet, in any direction, just like anybody of the city. So he stretched their walking limits beyond the courtyard to anywhere in the city up to 2,000 amos. So it's like the men of the city. Not just to these people are we saying this rule. Even a chachama. Chachama is a midwife who had to leave the city limits to help a woman give birth. Habal Yale, they came on Shabbos to leave the city limits to help a woman give birth outside the city limits, outside the tchum. Or the Habal Hatzel Menadleka Menagayas, person who had run away because there was a fire, or there was an enemy attacking them, or Menanar, or a river went over its banks and threatened to wash away the city. Minamapolas, or from the house was caving in, he ran for his life. So in any of these scenarios, they ran because it was a matter of life and death. So in all these scenarios, we give them the status as the men of the city that they came to. But we don't just say you're locked into the spot where you are. It's a stop where you are, and all you have is either the courtyard that you're in, or 8 feet, which is about Dalat Amos, around your area that you could move until the end of Shabbos. No. Rather, Vyishlam Alpayim Amos Kol Ruach, they have 2,000 Amos to, in all directions, like, just like any member of the city, because since they went with permission of Beis Din, we give them the halachic status of a member of the city that they arrived to, and therefore they could walk in 2,000 Amos in any direction, and not just the courtyard that they came to, or the isolated spot that they came to. They wouldn't just be stuck there, but they have 2,000 Amos to walk in all directions, and that's it for Mishnah Hay.